Welcome to the Blog with Jesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welch, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button or let others know you're enjoying the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to become a visionary part two. At the end of the last podcast, we began to speak about outside the box thinking. And this is what you do when you can't find a mentor, you can't find somebody who's already gone where you're trying to go to help you to get there. And these are some of the best ideas that you could ever think of, because these are the things that actually a lot of times manifest our destiny. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16 in the World English Bible, it says, "Now the natural man does not receive the things of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, and he can't know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual discerns all things, and he himself is judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You see, now that you're a Christian, you should have better ideas than a non-Christian, because you have the mind of Christ. You see, it's been said that thinking is one of the most profitable things you could ever do. Look at Jeff Bezos from Amazon. He goes to work every day and thinks about what are we going to do in the next 3 years with Amazon. He doesn't even run the company anymore. Every day he goes to work and plays and says, what are we going to do in the next 3 years? And these are similar things that Elon Musk does with Tesla. They create all these ideas all day because other people are running the company. So thinking is one of the most profitable things you can ever do. And one of the best ways to do this outside the box thinking is just write an idea on a sheet of paper. You know, just write it out. And then you draw all kind of lines extending from it, and you start to write other ideas about how you can manifest this business idea or whatever idea you're trying to manifest. And these are some of the greatest things that you can do. So remember, let's think outside the box. You have the mind of Christ. Now, I never like to close a program without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welch for BlogWithJesus.com saying you can live a victorious life. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.